really happy this Father's Day to try and create a moment. We want to put someone in touch with their long-lost father. Maybe it's a situation where they never knew their dad. They were adopted. Or they've lost touch over the years. Whatever it may be. Nick and Julia from The Search Enders, thesearchenders.com, are here with us to help us with our search. And this is what you guys do, right? This is like all you do?
Correct.
Right.
We do a lot of it.
And we do it all day long, every day.
And how much or little information do you need to, say, find the guy who has, like, say, lost touch with his father from when he was 2 years old? Maybe all he knows is his name.
It really all depends. I mean, on the situation. I mean, we found dads with just the first name and area. You know, it just all depends upon the information a person really has on the subject. You know, that's really where it's going to really fall.
And what information that we can get. Sometimes people have more information than they think they have, or they're searching with bad information for years, and they don't know they have bad information, and we're pretty good at figuring out that they have bad information pretty quick.
And is this mostly internet snooping for you guys, or do you have other processes?
We have so many resources. I mean, we've been doing it for a couple decades now.
There are some impossible-looking searches that we get sometimes. Some of the cases we get, which are quite involved, become DNA searches, where someone doesn't have any idea who their parent is. And we can, through the process of investigative genealogy and DNA, narrow that down at least to a person who fits the description and lived in the right area, if not the person themselves, at least to the family.
We are on the phone with Nick and Julia from thesearchenders.com, and they're going to help some. And really, you guys are telling me people, not just a person, that we might be able to do more than one person who's looking for their father that they've lost touch with for this Father's Day. We had somebody email us yesterday, and I'm going to forward this email to you guys, and it's about a kid who was adopted, and he is not yet 18 years old. I mean, are there some specific rules about adoption in place with?
Yeah, we do not take cases in for anybody under 18 years old at all, unless there's a parent involved.
If their adoptive parent is on board and they are the ones that want to look, we'll help their adoptive parent find them.
Okay.
Yes, because that is the
case.
Way it is.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And so I'm imagining. I don't know, Nick, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I've probably seen way too many movies, has like a large American car and sometimes sits in front of people's houses for long periods of time with lots of coffee and donuts. And Julia, you're like the brains behind the operation with the massive computer bank at the high-rise office in Miami.
Well, yeah, that's kind of our roles. I am the what you call the investigative genealogist. I'm the DNA investigative genealogist.
And Nick, you're the muscle with the mustache.
Yep. But you know what? We both have a ton of resources. You know, when it comes to this, we've got a pretty high success rate, and we just love what we do. I mean, you know, we're very compassionate about it. It's something that we both love. You know,
and Nick is really good with all those databases too. He's just not a genealogist. You can be a private investigator and talk to people and get information from them that they don't know that they're giving you.
I have a question. Is it mostly when you do find people, is it mostly, or could you say one way or the other, that people are happy to be found?
In most cases. In some cases, you have someone, for example, a birth mother, especially the older ones, that haven't told any of their family that they gave a child up for adoption. Mm-hmm. And so when you contact them, all of a sudden they have a new problem. They want to make contact, but on the other hand, they haven't told any of their children that they weren't an angel or that any of this happened in their past. So they've got to decide whether they want to do that or not.
You know, and basically what you're asking is if somebody doesn't want to be involved or whatever, yeah, we do respect, you know, what other people want. It's compassionate, like I told you. It's a very compassionate thing for both of us, you know.
And this is Nick and Julia from thesearchenders.com, and you know, they're doing this for us because they love to do this, and as part of promotion for their business, and we really appreciate it.
And I'm also in the triad, too. I'm an adoptive mother. I have adoption in my family, and that's how I got started looking. So, yeah, we're affected by it.
And hang on, and we'll give you some details about how to get in touch with us
so Nick and Julia can do their job for you. Thank you again, and we'll be in touch.
Okay.
Okay. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks, guys, so much.
All right, take care.
So we've already started to receive a few messages from people, and just to get the ball rolling, send us a Facebook message. We've got two accounts, the Alt Morning Show Facebook page and the Alt 119 Facebook page. Send us a message, and we'll get back in touch, and we'll get into some more details and what the search enders need from you and that kind of thing, and we'll just go from there. You can also Twitter us at Alt 119, at Morning Alt, or give us a call anytime, 801-570-1019, and that also works for text.